old do you think I am? He said. And I said, well, I didn't know. He said, you know, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. And I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. Well, there wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. And the guy that ran the bar was watching good old Nashville music on TV. And uninvited, he sat down and he opened up his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
Welcome back, a little Tom T. Hall. Old dogs and children, watermelon wine there, Vogler Vogler. Here with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, KFNS 590 The Fan. Here we are in the bunker, Midwest Outdoors Studios, having a great Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful weekend. We're going to run down to Summersville, Missouri. There's a great facility down there, Zimmerman Meat Market. Okay. Where we have all, you know, where we get all our deer salami, sausage, and deer sticks. But they're a full-service market. And we've got John Cartwright on the line with us, visit with Zimmerman. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ray. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, great to have you on. You guys got a great place, and you do a good job. Why don't you tell our listeners, we've got a lot of listeners in the St. Louis area and Illinois area and south of here and west and everywhere that may not be familiar with your market. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys provide?
Sure. We're out of Summersville, Missouri, like you said, Ray, and we do custom meat processing. We process anything from beef and hog, lambs, goats, all the way to buffalo. We also do deer and elk processing. We do wild boars, and so we do a lot of that custom processing. We are a state-inspected processing facility, so for customers that are wanting to have an animal processed and resell the meat, they could bring it to us. We do quite a bit of that, and we also do a lot of retail, as you mentioned on the show here. We sell lots of meats and cheeses and snack sticks and summer sausage. And with deer season kind of gearing up here, bow season's already kicked off. We've had customers come in and purchase our, we call them tree stand snacks, with jerky and stuff like that. So
yeah, you got a great showroom, nice big new building. It's not new now, it's been a few years, but really expanded a few years ago. And we love your breakfast sausage and your brats. Look at Vogelbach. Vogelbach is not, is it? Yeah. But you guys have always done a really good job on our deer. And we tell everyone when they see our deer, we feed people with it. No hair, clean, it's our deer, and it's good stuff. You guys do a great job, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show, because you guys do such a good job, because you get inundated. I mean, they are piling the deer on you guys come deer season.
They do. We definitely do a lot of deer, and it's one of those times. It's always fun to see the first deer come in, but it's always fun to see the last deer go.
I bet you guys are all smiling when the last deer goes out.
We are, but you know, it's really a fun time. We definitely have to work a lot of long hours and put in a lot of hard work, but the group there at Zimmerman's, you know, we all work hard.
Oh, yeah.
And well, and we try to serve our customers well, and so. It's a fun time of the year.
In a minute, I'm going to ask you another question, but first I'm going to tell you, whenever I cut open a package of my venison burger that you guys do for me, when guys in camp or someplace see that burger, they go, where did you get that? Because they've never seen such good color and such a clean-looking burger for a venison burger. They said, but my venison burger don't look like that. And honestly, John, I said, well, you need to go to Zimmerman because it all looks like this.
Well, we sure appreciate that. We definitely always strive to do a good job for our customers and
you do
and treat them well and you know, part of that is the packaging and like you mentioned, you know, keeping the hair out of the food.
Yes.
Everybody likes that and just doing a quality product.
How many deer did you guys it was on your sign last year? I don't remember. Do you even remember how many deer you processed last gun season?
It was right around in the month of November. Now this doesn't include the bow season kills and stuff like that, the additional seasons that go on, but it was right around 2,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of Bambis. What, Vogelbach?
You said something that really makes sense to me. It's like when you open some of their meat, it's got a whole different smell to it than some places. It just smells, fresher? What am I trying to say?
Well, what they said, like on Facebook, is when I took a picture of the burger, it's like, it's wow, you know, that looks like beef. It's so pink and red looking, and you know, they don't understand. They said mine's always gray looking. I said, well, that's not a good sign if your deer burger is gray looking, right, John?
That's right. That's exactly right.
So you guys do hogs, you do cows, you do everything, right?
We do. Yes, we definitely do. We're doing quite a few right now. We do several hogs a week, and beef, and even buffalo. There's certainly a market for that, and so we have a few customers that raise buffalo, and we process those for them. And so, yes, we are a full service.
Yes, you are. Fresh bacon, you got sausage. Anybody wants good food, good steaks, good pork, any of that stuff, you just come into the showroom there, go over to the refrigerator units there you got there, and pick you out something. Because every time we come down and back to camp, we always stop by and pick up your breakfast sausage. We love your breakfast sausage.
Oh.
Okay. Well, that's great. And we're actually, Ray, we're in the opening a second location.
Oh, that's good enough.
Out of Salem, Missouri.
Okay.
And we won't be doing any processing there. It's going to be a retail shop where customers can come in and purchase those same meats that we have in Summersville, the sausages, the steaks, the roast, the different stuff like that. We're going to have a lot of different bulk food items as well, some flours and sugars and whatnot.
Oh, that's great.
And the wonderful thing about it is we have a lot of customers over in that area, and we're just trying to find a better way to serve them. And
yeah.
And so we're going to, it's going to also serve as a transfer station.
Okay.
So you would be able to drop off your live animal there in Salem. We will have pens that are convenient for you to drop your animal off.
That's awesome. Okay.
We will then haul the animal to Summersville, process it, package it, freeze it, haul it back to Salem. So you will be able to drop off your live animal and pick up your live animal all right there.
Yeah, except it won't be so live. On the return trip, it won't be so live, right?
That's exactly right. At least hope not.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Of course, we're going to have that for deer season as well.
Yeah,
a truck there where customers can drop off their deer at that location.
Well, you guys are just north of Summersville there on 17 Highway going out.
We are.
You can't miss it. If you're going north, it's on the right-hand side. You're coming south, it's before Summersville on the left-hand side. Go in and give these guys a shot because they do a great job. This is where we get all our deer sticks, all our deer sausage, all everything we have done for our entire deer camps goes through Summersville here through Zimmerman because they do a great job. John, thank you. Give out a website or a Facebook. Got any address or information you give out?
Absolutely. Check us out on Facebook at Zimmerman Meats. You can look us up. We've kind of created that and started to post some different exciting things, new sales and stuff like that. And we also have a website, ZimmermanMeats.com. You can check us out there, and we certainly appreciate it.
That'd be great. And also, if you don't mind, John, we start getting, I know you're going to be busy deer season, but when you start working on those deer, we'd like to get you back on again on a Saturday morning to give us an update report on the deer and what's going on with that. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd love to.
Okay, what, Vogelvogler?
And good ways to process or handle your deer before you get it to him.
Maybe you can give some of these hunters a few tips on how to handle the deer after they shoot it so it's better for you guys to work with, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd love to do that.
We'll do that. Thanks, John. Have a great weekend. Keep up the good work, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
John Cartwright with Zimmerman Meat Markets. I'm telling you, I highly recommend these
great
guys.
Stuff.
That's why I had them on the show. You've seen the deer stuff I brought out of there. It's awesome. We need to take a break. Matty G, take us in.
Those noises in the background are not me. That's peanuts.
We'll see you on the other side, baby.